This is Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner, and on the program, we're going to be talking about the Wave Runners swim team. And to help tell us all about that is the head coach of the Wave Runners swim team, Robert Petkus. Did I get that right, Robert?
Yes. Yep.
It's good to have you with us, Robert. Thanks for coming.
No, thanks for having me.
You know, the thing is, I think a lot of people may have heard of the Wave Runners, but don't know exactly who the Wave Runners are. What is the Wave Runners?
So Wave Runners are a swim team. Previously, we ran out of Bohm Pool, but with Bohm Pool closing this year, we're running out of Adrian High School. But we've been a youth swim team for, I don't know how many years it's existed. I think it started sometime in the 80s.
Yeah.
My assistant coach, Chrissy Pino, who was Chrissy Smith, swam on it in the 90s at some point. I swam on it in the 2000s. And pretty much every coach that we have at some point was part of the Wave Runners as a swimmer.
Yeah. So what's the age range for the Wave Runners then, Robert?
It's, I would say, 5 to 18. 18 is the max that can compete in our swim league. 5 is usually the age where kids can start to swim. We've had a four-year-old before, but
wow.
They were pretty advanced and I think started lessons immediately when they were born.
Yeah. So this is a swim team that to where they are learning to swim. This is where they already know how to swim then, Robert?
Yes. So the way you get on the team, anyone just has to be able to do a 25-yard swim, which is one length of the pool, unassisted. And then from there, we can coach them up into learning all four strokes. But just for a safety standpoint, coaches being on deck, we just can't have the in-water lesson part happening as
mm-hmm.
well.
Mm-hmm. So what type of things do you do for the Wave Runners? What type of things do they compete in and learn then?
So for our younger kids, we do a lot of skills and drills and just get everyone at a good foundation for swimming, just being comfortable in the water, understanding breathing technique, and then as they get older throughout it, we start to put in a little intensity in the training. And the entire idea of the Bohm Pool Wave Runners is to set them up for the future mm-hmm. of what they want to do. Our high school team, recently had Kate Opsel, was a state champion.
Yeah.
And he started swimming on the Wave Runners. And
okay.
we've had multiple college kids right now that the beginning of their swimming was Wave Runners.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, it's got to be a nice progression for them going from Wave Runners and then, you know, as they get older, too, to advance to other stages then.
Yeah, no, it is fun. And then I think it's fun for them to come back to the summer training and what Wave Runner meets are. It's just the meets themselves is just a collection of all the age groups swim at the same time. It's a little bit of a long day, maybe 2 or 3 hours at a meet, but mm-hmm. they have fun with it. They like supporting. We have a leadership group where we have a lot of high schoolers that help out with the younger kids.
And yeah.
We just make sure that they get to know their names and all of that because we feel that's a big progression for all the little kids to just have those high schoolers that sometimes seem intimidating, but when they're giving them high fives, it boosts their confidence
oh,
more
sure.
in the sport.
Oh, sure. Now, is it something where they compete within themselves, or do you compete with other teams? Robert, how does that work?
We're in a league. It's called the Ohio-Michigan Summer Swim League. There's 5 other teams. Most are based kind of around Toledo or the Temperance, Michigan area.
Mm-hmm.
And we have 5 dual meets and then a big championship where all the teams compete at the end on the final Saturday. The season or the meets are on Tuesdays, except for the championship meet is on a Saturday.
Okay. So is this primarily just, I guess you call the swimming season then, Robert? Or how's that?
Yeah. I mean, so the season runs from May 26th until July 25th,
okay.
which is the final meet. And mm-hmm. that's, so I would say compared to other swim programs that run like in the fall and winter, it is a fairly short season.
Okay.
Like the YMCA Gators team runs from September until March or April, depending on what people qualify for.
Yeah.
So like 6 months compared to 2 months.
Sure, sure. Now, who can participate in the Wave Runners? Is it just for the city of Adrian or how does that work?
No, it can be any kid that can swim the 25 yards unassisted. We do have benefits for APS students, just because APS is a big part of our program now and hosting us. So if you do go to APS or live in the city, you can get a discount through the YMCA. The only thing with registering through that is you have to go to the YMCA and not just do it online to register and basically prove that you are in the city or go to the school by having some sort of either
school ID or something.
Yeah, proof of it.
So anybody, I mean, let's see, you know, from Deerfield, Morenci, would not want to participate.
Yeah, we have quite a few people from like the Blissfield area and Madison. I know Madison's a pretty big one for us.
Mm-hmm.
And now with Tecumseh's pool closing, I know we've gotten more Tecumseh kids on the team.
So you do practice and have, you just practice there at the Adrian School pool, right?
Yeah.
Okay, and but your meets are held at other locations?
Yeah, so this year we have 3 home meets that we are just going to host at Adrian High School.
Okay.
And then two away meets that are just at, I can't remember which teams it was, but somewhere in the Toledo area.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Not too far of a drive.
Right, right,
but,
yeah.
And then the championship meet on the Saturdays also at just one of the other pools around Toledo. I think it's the Temperance one.
Okay, all right. Do you find that the interest in swimming or being a part of a swim team is increasing, Robert?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely an ebb and flow of participants every year. Like 2021, we had 150 on the team. This last season, we had 120 on the team. So
still, that's pretty good.
Yeah. We're pretty excited about it. And I think one of the biggest things is that we're seeing a lot of kids continue on swimming in other avenues. Even if it's not like a YMCA team, we see them showing up to our middle school, just on the middle school team, which is something that we're just trying to always push is keep stay interested in swimming.
Yeah, definitely. What's the process then for them to register to be a part of the Wave Runners then?
So, like I said earlier, they could go to the YMCA if they want to register, if they are City of Adrian or APS. They could also go to the YMCA website, which is the Frank and Shirley Dick YMCA, and under programming, they should have swim team Wave Runners.
Mm-hmm.
And we offer 2 different sessions each day of practice. In the morning, it's separated more in age groups. We have a high school session that goes 8 to 10. Middle school goes 10 to 11:30, and elementary goes 11:30 to 12:30. And then we just have a afternoon session because we understand people work and transportation and all of that stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So that goes 6:45 to 8:30. But it would be 6:45 to 7:45 for the elementary because they would only do the hour.
Oh, then sure.
High school and middle schoolers just need the extra time in the water.
Sure,
to
definitely.
Continue to develop.
But this is something that once you know and learn and love to do is something that you can do all your life, Robert.
Yeah. No, I actually, an hour before this, I was lane swimming at the center.
Yeah.
And it really is. I mean, you see people 95 and younger at the center or just lane swimming all the time because it is just good for you. And I mean, there's just a lot of evidence out there and research about it being like cognitively good for development and just sustaining mentally. The other thing I just want to bring up about the team is just the commitment of the summer. And we have full understanding that people have other things going on in their life in the summer, vacations, all
sure.
of that. So when it comes to our practice, we're not pretty strict. We do require 2 practices before they go to a meet just to make sure that they are in a good spot. They're not just only doing meets.
Mm-hmm.
But for the most part, we're flexible. We understand everything that's going on.
Sure.
People want to do camps. LISD offers a whole bunch of camps.
Oh, yeah.
Adrian Rec Department always has sport camps going on.
Sure.
So,
yeah,
we're always open to them participating in the other things and coming back to swim when they can. Because swimming is you get out what you put in. And so if you really want to go all in on it, you absolutely can. And I think you'll get a lot out of the team. If you just want to be part of the team and progress a little bit or just learn some skills and do all the other camps going on, that's also the other avenue too.
I'm glad to hear that you're so flexible with that, Robert, to know that there's other things and other interests that are going on too. So good for you for that.
Yeah, no, we like well-rounded kids.
Yeah, definitely. Now, as we're getting into that season, is it too late for those to be able to sign up with the Wave Runners or not?
Oh, no. I mean, they can sign up pretty much all the way up into the second week of the season starting. May 26th
okay.
is the start.
Okay.
So the first 2 weeks, we do only offer the afternoon practices because school's still going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we're gonna be running those high school 3 to 5, elementary 5 to 6, and then middle school 6 to 7:30. That's only for the first two weeks. Then starting June 8th is the schedule that I had mentioned before.
Okay.
With the mornings and afternoons.
Okay, great. Wave Runners going on at Adrian High School with the pool there, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And again, how do they register, Robert?
Either go to the YMCA website, the Frank and Shirley Dick YMCA website, or go to the YMCA itself and just go to the front desk and they should be able to sort it out.
Okay, very good. Hey, thanks so much for being on the program and kind of give us a little bit more awareness about the Wave Runners. I know there are a lot of people have heard about the Wave Runners, but maybe not know exactly more of what we have been talking about so far. So thank you so much for coming in.
No, thanks for having me and letting me talk about the Wave Runners.
Absolutely, yeah. And we'd love to be able to keep in touch and to remind people about the great things that are happening with the Wave Runners too.
Yeah, no, we'll send results to you guys throughout the summer.
Great. That'll be awesome.
All right.
That'd be great. Thank you, Robert.
Yeah,
Robert Petkus, who is the head coach for the Wave Runners swim team, my guest here on Community Conversation. I'm Dale Gartner. We'll talk again soon.